Previously on Do or Dice.
William's going to come back in and sit across the bar from Ordok.
I was taken in by the clerics, fled from Ironclad, but I took this hammer with me, and I had a reason to flee. The slaughter, the carnage. I just can't believe I've lost so much time.
Think of it this way. At least you didn't age that number of years.
I suppose Thaum's wrath is eternal. I just don't know. I don't even know where to start. 8 years.
I wish I had more answers for you.
There was a time when dragons ruled the sky.
After a very eventful night, it is now morning. Some of you fell asleep in various places. Some of you are waking up in the bar. Ordok, you kind of notice that at some point during the night, William has put a nice thick quilt over you.
That was very kind.
As you kind of pass out on this ball peen hammer, you've got a lovely, you know, imprint on the side of your face. Goshen, Talmor, and Jerry, you all were up in the room, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I think so.
Sleeping somewhat peacefully. We'll come back to that in a moment. Bo, did you ever get up to the room at night, or did you kind of stay out in the back where you were working on your tricks?
I think I just stayed where I was, just sort of fell asleep. I don't really have much call for creature comforts. Just wherever I get tired, that's where I sleep.
Then at some point in the night, you'll also notice that William put some kind of quilt over you as well.
Okay, that's a bit weird.
He's an innkeeper, is what he does. He makes sure people are covered by blankets. Talmor and Ordok, you guys probably had kind of a rough sleep. Dreams, nightmares here and there. Probably wasn't the most restful thing in the entire world.
Not to mention sleeping on a bar on top of my hammer.
True. As you kind of see light start coming through windows, you smell the very obvious kind of normal scents of fresh baked bread and sizzling sausage filling the inn. It kind of wakes up Ordok first as William's kind of behind the bar, kind of setting things up, and he kind of nudges you on the shoulder. You all right, boy?
No, I don't think I am, but what can be done?
You're not the first nor the last to sleep at this bar.
Surprisingly comfortable. Thank you for the blanket, and I'm going to slide that back across the bar.
Anytime. Can I interest you in a spot of breakfast?
Yes, please.
He's going to start getting you a little plate ready. Gentlemen upstairs, you guys are... The scent is probably starting to wake you up a little bit. Anything you guys want to do in the morning, or you want to come down?
I follow my nose. I'm ready for some food. I believe I'm hungover, so food sounds good.
Yeah. Roll me a constitution check if you would, Goshen.
I rolled a two. Plus nothing.
Plus nothing. So yeah, you are... Yeah, you got a headache. Your mouth is a little dry. Basically. How about you, Jerry? How'd you sleep?
I don't know. How did I sleep?
You slept very well.
All right, then I slept very well. I don't think anything visited me in the night. Definitely no demons, I hope.
No.
Not that
no.
There's any reason for demons to ever visit me.
I don't know what you guys are talking yet. About.
I don't think I have any morning, anything in the morning I really need to do, so I guess I'll just go grab me some grub.
And Talmor, you probably had I don't know. Ordok's sleep might have been a bit worse than yours, but not by much. How are you this morning?
How would I be? Like, am I having any adverse effects of the axe or anything? Or am I, like, feeling...
I would say that your night was probably full of similar flashes. Nothing new.
Right.
But just... like you're stuck in a movie theater and you're watching the same scene over and over to almost a point of insanity. Just like right under insanity.
But Telmer's always like right under the point of insanity.
Yeah,
normal.
That's where I started, so.
Nothing right. New.
Yeah, I'm gonna be awake and... I'll go downstairs. I'll just kind of sit quietly.
Bo, you spent a good hour and a half the night before working on your powders for the next day, using the femurs and what you got from the herbalist shop. And outside is kind of what your natural habitat is, so sleeping out there isn't really all that new to you.
No, I'm a proper tramp.
Could you be a little more British, please?
So, how was your morning? I mean, you woke up with a kind of a blanket quilt kind of thing on top of you, which is probably a little odd, but...
Yeah, that was quite strange. I mean, I'm not really... When I slept before, I didn't really have blankets, so I just slept in my clothes, just flat out, face on the floor. So the whole kind of blanket thing is weird. And also, as I was sort of waking up, I heard William say, "You're a boy," to Ordok, and that was really creepy. So I'm a little bit creeped out by William. But otherwise, yeah, no, everything was a lovely night, really. This whole blanket thing is quite nice.
Might want to invest in one of those.
Yeah.
It's either quite nice or your body can't acclimate and you're just a sweaty mess.
Yeah. This new technology.
This is the worst.
This blanket technology is quite fancy.
As you guys kind of, drift into the main room, we kind of see a couple of patrons will start coming in slowly here or there, and William will tend to them. This morning he's got some fresh squeezed juice, and you're not quite sure where he got the fruit from, but you kind of smell a little bit of citrus in the air along with the bread. But you know, kind of knows that he has a couple of plates set up for you guys at the bar when you come in, kind of like reserving your spots. And Bo, you'll notice at the ground he has a small little bowl of water.
Lovely. Thank you, William. That's very kind of you. I haven't seen Golden this morning, but I'm sure he'll pop in and have a little drink.
Of course. I figured I'd leave it there just in case.
You kind of see that William's kind of going to do a side look at Ordok and just have a little grin.
I'm just going to roll my eyes.
So anyone doing anything this morning besides drinking? I mean, is anyone doing anything this morning besides eating?
You got me. Cracking one open.
Hand of the dog.
With some actual hair in it, fix it down.
Every time you guys talk about that, I get a little bit gaggy.
Yeah, me too.
Good, good.
Me too. Extra air in my throat that helps, probably. I don't know, man.
Oh, speaking of which, Goshen.
That's a good thing.
Roll me a charisma check.
Interesting. Okay, that's just a flat d20. 5. Wow. That seems right for a hangover.
So... the fur on you is probably about another inch longer. It grew quite a bit during the night. So much that you're not really remembering it, but you kind of kicked out the blankets due to the heat. You're kind of holding a bit more heat in than you normally do.
Is it warm in here today, or is it just me?
You look...
It's just you, bud. You're a lot hairier than you were yesterday.
Am I?
I don't... You know, this has been something I've been wanting to say for like a week. Because I don't know much about you or your kind. but I'm pretty sure you guys you don't generally look like that.
Like
so
what?
You need like what do you mean like what? Come on now.
Devilishly handsome.
Says the monk.
After my little charisma time.
That's why he's in it.
What's the grand total on inches here?
His fur is probably about 2 inches, 2.5 inches.
So I'm like approaching orangutan level of hair.
That's a good amount of hair.
You weren't like that for like a week, and then you got that staff, and now you're even more shifty than you were, and all of us have had private conversations where we just kind of, hey, that guy's real shifty, and now you're growing in, like a lot of hair. What the fuck's going on, Goshen? Who are you?
One question at a time, please. Let's start with the hair, because that one is perhaps the easiest to answer. And the answer is, I don't really know. I got the staff, but now I grow hair.
It's very lovely, though, and I'm just going to stroke your arm.
That feels kind of nice. I don't actually have a good answer. I don't know what's happening. I got the staff, and I'm growing hair. I don't feel ill or bad in any way. If anything, it's kind of the opposite. I feel more inclined to help. I just happen to be hairy as well.
Is it like a puberty thing? Because I know when humans get about like 13, they get hair too, but not quite as much.
God, I hope not. I've already dealt with that once. You should see puberty for Genasi. It's just fucking horrible.
Describe it in heavy detail, please.
I have some issues.
I need to know this process of Genasi puberty in great length, please, right now.
But it depends on the sort of Genasi that you are. I am an air Genasi, the earth Genasi, water Genasi, fire Genasi. There are rumors of other Genasi that are a mix of the four primal elements. So it just sort of depends on which one you are. It's less volatile for me than it is for, say, fire Genasi, but still.
I hear they're flamers.
Most of the time.
Fire Genasi and hair and puberty, that sounds like a dangerous mix to me.
You are correct, considering some fire Genasi's hair is literally just flames. Yeah. It's about as fun as it sounds.
I'm gonna look at William and just kind of, well, hey Goshen, can I see that staff?
I suppose so.
I'm gonna hand it to William. Can you use your fey magic to discern what this might be? Is this good or bad?
Jerry can use his wizard magic to discern what this could be.
To be fair, he's so good Ordon with detect good and evil.
Is this a good thing or a bad thing, guys?
As far as I'm aware, it seems to be good.
In terms of fey magic, I have no idea.
I'm going to kind of take it and like start to like grab it and like kind of bend it a little bit. Like, so are you having feelings of like anger or anything as I'm trying to
focus? I am.
I just want to know like if it has any type of hold over you.
I don't think you would be able to break it.
That's don't challenge me.
It does not bend as you start to try and flex it.
Oh. You can turn this into a game.
Whatever it is, it seems to be powerful. But no, I don't feel particularly angry. I would like it. It's useful. I can hit things from far away or up close. It's kind of perfect.
Can we get a group consensus here?
From everything that I've seen, it puts off no aura of ill will.
But he's hairy. Does that not concern anybody?
I think it's lovely.
It is an adjustment, but
it suits you very well, Goshen.
It's odd, but I wouldn't say it's evil.
Thank you.
If Goshen isn't concerned, what concern is it of mine?
I have just one question. What color is your fur? Is it blue?
It is.
Awesome. You're a big blue monkey.
I'm a big blue monkey that does kung fu.
I guess I'll give him back his staff. Just put that to bed then. I guess we're just okay with...
I'm going to, whilst that's going on, I'm gonna toss some of my deer root into the air, just like a handful, just toss them up above my head and then just watch them as they land. And I'm going to determine, I'm going to sit on the floor cross-legged and just sort of like determine the future for today.
The way that the herbs are falling, optimism, just pure optimism.
Cool. I'm gonna ravel them back up and put them in my pocket and be feeling pretty good, especially after yesterday, because yesterday was a bit of a bummer for Bo. So you know he's gonna be feeling a bit better, and he's gonna. Can I have one of them sausages, please, William?
Oi. He's kind of going to reach behind and go through the window behind the counter and grab a few of the sausages for you.
Lovely. I have some questions about this Fae, because yesterday I was talking to Golden and he kept telling me Fae, but I don't really know what a Fae is. Can someone explain?
I point to William.
Point to William.
William's just kind of going to look at both of you as you point at him.
There's nobody else in the bar, right?
There's a few patrons, actually.
Are they, like, paying attention?
No.
What would you like to know, Bo?
Like, what have you got to do with the forest? Because I threw some berries on the ground, right? And normally, I would do magic with them. But, like, they may or may not have done something that's not very good. But just forget that I said that.
I glare at Bo.
I have no connection really to this forest. That is under the domain of an archfey by the name of Artio.
Do you think a fake could mess with my tricks?
If it was something regarding the forest, I would say he would have a good deal of influence over the properties of your ingredients.
Well, I'm not best pleased about that. I don't like people messing around with my tricks.
Do you have any left?
What tricks? I got loads of tricks. Do you want to see one?
I mean your ingredients.
No. They were berries. I threw them in the ground. I didn't want them after that. I've got ingredients, but these are ones that I made special.
You're going to see him look a little quizzical when you mention that you threw them on the ground.
In the future, if you obtain something from the forest and you're not quite sure of its nature, bring it to me and let me have a look at it.
What, anything?
Sure, yeah, why not?
All right, wait right there a second. Let me go and see if I can find Golden, because I found him in a forest, and I'm not all that sure about him. Golden? And I'm going to just walk off out the back and just like, Golden.
Well, leave him be for now.
I glance at the bowl of water.
You kind of see that there's a little bit of droppage from where it was when you first entered the room. You can kind of see where the ring was.
Suspicion. And curiosity.
Is anyone paying attention to the fact that I just walked out the back?
Not so much.
Bo randomly wandering somewhere? Nah.
We probably should be concerned, actually.
I've got a lot on my plate right now.
That's fair.
Including breakfast.
Bread, sausage.
So I'm pretty sure we decided to go to the kobolds, but that was before we found out that the priest was missing and that the forest was making zombies.
True.
Right.
So I feel like maybe that's a bit more pressing at this point.
we can go back to RTO's throne in the old forest. Keep in mind, I was lost there for 8 years.
Yeah, I don't want to fuck with that.
What did we learn about the priest? Did he go to the Kobold Cave or something?
No, we think that he went to the Ardeo's throne, which is in the old part of the forest that we left. It was like right after we killed the owlbears, I think. There was like when we were
It was right before we found Bo.
Yeah.
We hit that stream and it was like the dark older forest and we were just like, hey guys, I'm actually lost and don't know where I'm going. Let's turn around. And so we did. So like we know how to get there and it's like a half day's travel. Mm-hmm. But I don't wanna lose time.
Was there something in the cave that we thought
the key.
Was there another key? Is that what it was?
The key for Easter Inwood's arch.
Okay. We know for sure it's in there because William, that's where William has it.
I think we should go talk to Alwyn. Maybe he might know something about maybe saving us to the trouble of the time problem. Like maybe he knows something that'll help protect us.
As you say that, William's just kind of look at you like, okay.
William, do you know anything?
We're just going to shake his head as he's cleaning a couple of glasses. Just like, I mean, he might have a better idea than I. Honestly, if... Take this for what it is. If... And he's going to look at Ordok. If you were sent from 8 years ago here from the forest, you were sent here at this time for a purpose. I doubt you would be sent any further ahead, because then what is the purpose of bringing you here in the first place? Then again, right now, from what I can see, what I can sense, Artio seems corrupted. I don't know what influence he can have in his domain at this point in time. If enough corruption exists, then he might corrupt everything in his forest. Your guess is as good as mine.
I think the good news is, thinking back about it, this probably isn't our fault, because the corruption was there 8 years ago when I spoke to him the first time.
Yeah, nothing's our fault.
I mean, and the good thing is, not to be like a pessimist or anything, but it is just forest. If all else fails, we could do what the fire cult started and just burn it all down, right?
It's a forest that houses countless creatures, you monster.
Including your family.
I'm not sure I'd be best pleased with that.
I'm a glass half empty kind of guy right now. After this week, it's been a rough one. If you haven't noticed,
don't worry, guys. Talmor's family's gone, so we'll just burn it all down now.
You know, me trying to do the right thing and save the day that way has just ended up fucking us all in the ass. So you know what? Why not just do it the wrong way? Maybe that's the right way.
Talmor, the Deer Root told me today was going to be a really good day. So turn that frown upside down, yeah?
I jump when you speak.
When did you get back here?
I'm only little.
Isn't your staff supposed to alert you?
I guess it doesn't consider him an enemy.
At which point you question the staff completely.
This week's episode is brought to you in part by Easy Roller Dice. They are a great customer-focused tabletop gaming company specializing in products from gamers, educators, and all other professions.
They have a full collection of beautifully crafted dice, as well as a whole inventory of great gaming materials to suit your every gaming need. Go on over to their website and check out their full list of amazing products, and while you're there, add something to your cart, because our listeners are receiving a special 15% off discount code when you enter DDP15 at checkout. That's DDP as in Do or Dice Podcast 15 at checkout to receive 15% off your entire order. So, as always, thanks a bunch to Easy Roller Dice, and thanks to you guys for listening, and enjoy the rest of the episode.
Folks, I'm Cassie Derby, a huge fan and listener of the Do or Dice crew. If you are looking to add some more D&D fun into your lineup, then come over and check out Party Advantage, a D&D play podcast. We feature two campaigns, the Arius Adventures run by myself, and the Farwind Saga run by fellow DM Rob Kerr. Check us out every Wednesday on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. See you then.
So, okay, the game plan is now we're going to go to the Old Forest and see what happens.
Before we go, William, if we were to go to the Old Forest and look for Audio's throne/altar, and if it was his altar that was corrupted and we restored the altar, would that restore Artio before he had the time to murder us all horribly?
As far as I know, there are three altars for Artio.
Okay.
The one in West Spring, the one here, and the one at his domain of power, the tree. The one in West Spring seems as though it was destroyed, but from what I heard from you all and what we heard from the survivors, a good number of them were sacrificed on his altar. The one here... Bo, you mentioned that's where you got the berries, was his altar here?
No, I found him in the church over the road.
That is one of the three altars, yes.
Oh, yeah, I found him there.
So that means that altar is already corrupted.
Should we smash it up?
No. No. by the gods, no. We've already lost one altar.
Are we trying to save the altars?
Ideally, yes.
So what's it like, one out of three? Two out of three? Is there anything we should aim for?
I would say more is better than less. Your brother Aaron probably knows the ideal way to cleanse the altars.
Yeah, but isn't he gone?
There's a chance that he might have gone to the altar in the forest.
Well, I'd quite like to go and speak to Artio and see what he's playing out with my tricks. So, I want to go there.
If that's the plan, then we should probably get heading, because that means Brother Aaron's like a day and a half ahead of us. If he's walked into a corrupted god, he's just a dude. Like, we're not much more than just dudes, but. I mean, we're more than just one dude.
You make a fair point. We should go. There's strength in numbers, at the very least. And who knows? Maybe we can save the day.
We probably stand a better chance with Aaron's information as well. He's going to know far better than any of us how to cleanse this altar.
Hey, maybe if we get him back alive, he can help raise a new altar. Maybe that'll help balance things out.
William, in the quarry where you buried... I'm actually going to glance around and make sure that no one's paying attention to us in the room.
Roll me a perception check.
Keep forgetting that the people in this room.
Everybody's just like sitting there, just like staring. It's like, nice.
Oh, I'll take that. That's a 19.
There you go. Everyone seems to either be... you know, involved in their breakfast or talking about what happened the night before.
I'm still going to lean in a little bit and in hushed tones just say, when you buried the key for the archway that is here, was anything else in that box, or would the kobolds have access to anything that could be an escalating problem if we don't deal with that immediately, if we go deal with the forest first?
The only thing inside the box are the two keys to operate the gateway. They, as far as I know, should have no method of breaching the box. It can only be opened with another key.
And he's going to, you can kind of see that from the night before, the axe kind of rests behind him on top of, at the top of the wall. And he's kind of just going to swing his thumb back and point at it.
Talmor, steal that axe.
Hey, distract William. I'm totally going to.
All right, so I would say it's safe to leave the kobolds to their musings for now. We can cleanse the quarry later after we deal with R2.
Hey, William?
Hi.
I'm going to take my axe out and snap the handle over my knee. I accidentally broke my axe. Is there a way I could borrow yours for the day? Like, I'll sign a paper and, like, lay away it out? Because mine broke just now.
Oh, here, Talmor, and I cast Mending on the axe. It's no big deal.
Jerry?
Yeah, no problem. And I wink at William.
We're just going to have this big shit-eating grin on his face.
Damn it.
Isn't it great that I can cast magic now, like, in public, not to worry about anything?
Hey, William, can I... I'm just going to be straight with you. I really like that axe.
You can't even wield this axe.
I want another go. Before we leave, I want... Give me one more time. I just got done fighting. I hadn't eaten much that day. I feel rested now.
He's going to take a look over toward... Oddly enough, over towards Jerry and Goshen.
I look at Jerry.
Okay, Goshen.
We can make Ordok carry him if he fails.
I'm missing a foot.
He's still stalker than both of us.
Very
combined.
Slightly shaking my head.
Yeah. Perhaps when we get back.
I don't like how they're making this decision.
Well, maybe you just need to, defeat a god and then you'll be able to wield it. So let's go kill a god.
Maybe I need the axe to kill a god.
We're not killing a god. We don't have to kill restoring a god.
That too.
Roll me a persuasion.
Uh-oh. My persuasion is not good at all.
I know.
I have a -1 in persuasion, so let's see. 16.
Can I persuade him against? I have a +4.
Challenging persuasions.
Hey, guys.
Let me help William on his insight check?
He's going to reach up and grab the axe handle. You can see the moment he grabs it, he's going to freeze for a moment. Then his eyes are going to open back up and he's going to turn and set it on the bar, and he's going to release
it. What
do
you see, William, when you touch it?
He's going to get somber very quickly.
I see my son being murdered in front of me.
After he says that, are you gonna still grab it?
I'm gonna give it a second because I feel like it'd be distasteful just to grab it after he said my son got killed in front of me. I'll give it a second just to let the mood kind of smooth out.
Goshen, did you know William's son? Because you said you were from down south when I was talking to you yesterday.
I did not know William's son personally, no.
There's more than 4 people that live down south.
Weirdly enough. The most I knew of William's son was the shirt that William let me borrow when I arrived here. Well, the clothes in general.
Did the shirt fit you?
It did.
Maybe you're William's son.
I don't see the
I see the resemblance, though. It's a spinning image. Air at all. All right, what am I rolling?
So Constitution I can fail saving throw.
Can I? If I go into rage, would that help?
No, but I just wanted you to rage.
Oh, probably not.
When he picks it up, he's probably is gonna rage. Like, come on.
The thing is, guys, my constitution saving throw is a +5.
That's good. So.
But is it enough? Not when you're rolling 8.
The 13.
So damn close. You grab it and a flash in your head, but as you're seeing the flash, everyone else around you kind of sees the axe. Little vines are going to dig into your skin, like come up around your hand. And you see William is just gonna, his face is gonna drop a little bit. Now, Talmor, this is a longer than just a split second flash.
Okay.
You're strapped to a bed. There's maybe 3 other individuals around you. 2 of them, same features as you, gray skin, tattoo markings, both a good deal older. One female, one male. Can't quite make out any other features. The third, he's as tall as the others, but his skin is a dark purple hue. And the lower half of his face is nothing but tentacles.
It's a mind flayer.
Are you shitting me?
And he's sticking his hand out over you. And you just feel the slightest touch on your skin. And then blackness.
Tell me, what the fuck happened to you?
Those dickheads used a mind flayer? What?
Roll me another constitution saving throw.
Are those vines just kind of like trying to dig in him?
Yes.
Can I firebolt them? Even if that means I'm firebolting Talmor, can I firebolt them?
That was a 2 on that constitution saving throw, making it a 7 altogether.
You feel intense pain originating from pretty much your head. The whole front section of your head is throbbing, basically like a fire of pain. Do you want to cast a firebolt, Jared?
Yeah.
Or like, well, I'm sure someone has a knife. Is he like...
Yeah, but this is kind of a knee-jerk reaction. Yeah, I'm assuming it's a little faster for us than it is for him.
A good deal. As far as you guys know, he just grabbed it.
Yeah, this is like a knee-jerk. If I'm seeing the vines like start digging into him, I'm going to firebolt it.
I grab it and try to pull it. No, I don't do that.
No, do it. I want to see.
I need to update my bio before I touch that axe.
I guess I'm rolling to hit.
you are, though, that it is a quick knee-jerk reaction. Now, you are close, so about 30% hits the axe itself, and you're just going to hear sizzling immediately as Talmor's skin starts to burn. The top of the bar is going to sizzle a bit as whatever William used to stain and seal this thing is bubbling under the heat. William's going to take both his hands and grab the axe handle. And you're going to see his eyes are going to fly open and just, you're going to see nothing but white in his pupils. Little lines form on his skin, look to be almost runic in origin. You can't quite tell what it is. But go ahead, Talmor, make a constitution check with advantage.
An 18.
You let go of the axe. William's going to pull it towards him. And you can see it takes him a moment, probably 1 or 2 seconds before his eyes turn back to normal and his skin turns back to a without markings, a darker shade. and he's going to start breathing again. You kind of realize that he wasn't breathing while he was holding the axe before, and now he's starting to take breaths in. And he's just going to pull the axe closer to him and look right at Talmor. You can't wield this axe.
I'm going to reach over and say, Talmor, let me see your hand. I'm just going to heal it up with my land hands pool.
No.
How freaked out is everybody else in the bar?
Everyone else in the bar, all their attention is on you.
I whip out my official documents. Nothing to see here. Official business of Lord Scar. Go about your business.
Roll me performance or deception, either or.
I feel like this is persuasion. This is official business. Anything I do is official business. It's a 9.
So everyone in the tavern is looking at you, Jerry. And a few of them are glancing at the paper, glancing at you, glancing at the small fire that was on the bar. Then the craziness of just seeing William like that. A few, I'd say maybe a third of them are going to get up and leave and just put a few gold on the counter or on their tables. A few are going to kind of go back to just eating, like the one or two people who are there just by themselves. And there's a few who are just going to look and then go back. You're going to see that instead of like openly talking, they're going to start whispering amongst themselves and glancing every few moments. He's going to look straight at Talmor. Are you okay?
No. Would I know what the mind flare was? Is that...
No, you would have no idea the creature that did this to you.
There was a big, tall, purple monster with a tentacle face.
A what?
A big, tall, purple monster with a tentacle face. And it hurt me.
What was it doing to you?
I don't know what any of it means. It touched me.
Show me on the doll where it touched you.
I don't know what the fuck happened, but it hurt.
Did it look a bit like an octopus?
Yeah. It was like an octopus and then a person body, but an octopus head.
I used to know some people like that.
It's not worth much, but can I roll an insight check here?
Go for it.
All right. My insight is good. That is an 18.
Complete and total honesty you're feeling coming off of Bo.
Confused, but keep it to myself.
Where do you know these people from?
Well, I don't rightly know. Like, I told you before that when I woke up, I was under the tree in the forest. But when I was more little than that, I can sometimes remember I used to live with some octopus people.
We're going to explore that a little more later.
They weren't very friendly. They didn't really like me, I don't think. I don't remember rightly much about it, but I remember I don't like remembering that time. I've sort of put it away. I don't really remember it anymore, except for I might remember it, but I made it so I don't remember it.
I'm just going to pick him up and just kind of give him a hug and just kind of hold him. And, and I'm going to start crying open, by the way, too. I am shook.
Is he all right? Can someone help me?
You got yourself into this mess, Bo.
William, are you going to be okay with people seeing what you just did?
With all that is happening, it was going to occur sooner or later.
Do you want me to kill him for you?
No, but thank you for the offer.
No problem.
Like, I was just saying this while he's being pinned by Dad.
I'm gonna put him down, and All right, gents. I need to not think about what I just saw, so we need to get going. And get going fast, because we're like a day and a half behind Brother Aaron.
Do you need anything? Rations, supplies?
No, we don't track those things.
I do.
No, it's fine. Being as I took Outlander as a background, I can find a day's worth of rations any day that we're traveling for me and my party. So we never have to really worry about rations, because as long as we're in the wilderness, I can supply I can supply us with food.
I can't wait till you're in Ironclad.
Oh, I got us then. It's fine.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll just eat anything, so I'm fine.
I'm getting flashbacks of Nim and floor food.
It looks like we're just going to run then. Everybody stretch up.
I'm use not the bathroom. A good runner, but...
Are we all going to start running again? Because I still don't know why we did that earlier.
We just need to get there fast, is all I'm saying. So we're going to travel. We need to pack light. We need to get there as quick as possible, because Brother Aaron is alone and doesn't really know what he's probably facing. I think we just need to stop dilly-dallying. We need to not be in this room. We need to leave.
All right. Yes. Then let's go. But first, I need to go talk to Master Alwyn.
I also never stopped crying. There's always like a tear or two running down my face.
Of course, that does not surprise me. When I think of Talmor, I think of tears running down his face.
Mm-hmm. And hugging people to death.
Yeah. Yes. I'm just going to pat my pockets and go, yeah, I'm ready to go. Come on in. Come on, Gordon. Let's go. And just start walking.
Goshen, roll me a perception check. Ah.
19.
The bowl is empty.
God damn it.
Fucking bumps. I don't necessarily know that this is a good decision, but I feel like it's something that Ordok would do. So as we're standing up to leave, I'm just going to turn around to the rest of the people that are in this bar or in the inn. And just sort of address everyone and say, this inn is under my protection. If I hear of anything happening as a result of the events of today, you'll have me to answer to. You can let that be known to everyone in this town.
One burly guy in the back is going to say, hey, who the fuck are you?
Roll me an intimidation check. Because I'm assuming that was an intimidating kind of thing. Yeah.
It's a 19 for intimidation.
So what would you say in reply to this?
I think I would say it very straight and just say, I am Ordok, a paladin of Thaum.
Are you doing anything physically? Like, not to him, just in general.
No, just like...
Not even flexing. I mean,
give him the look.
No, I assume that my words carry weight, because of course they do, because I am Ordok, a paladin of Thaum.
He's just gonna look at you like, all right then.
Does he sit back down?
He does. He goes back to before he was taking he was just picking up his sausage and just shoving it into his mouth. Now he's got like a fork and knife and just slowly cutting it. Like,
I'm just going to turn back to William and be like, if you have any issues as a result of this, please send word.
Thank you for that. You can see now that he still was holding the axe against his chest. Instead of putting it back up where it was, he's putting it underneath the bar itself. And he's just going to nod and say, Jerry, can you do me a quick favor before you all leave?
Yeah, sure.
Could you mend my bar?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
No, but I understand what you were trying to do. and I appreciate it. But, thank you.
Mend.
I really hope you say that when you cast it.
I do. I mend, and I touch it and mend it.
Bam, like a snap, it's back, perfect, gorgeous. In fact, it looks a little shinier than it did before.
Nice.
That guy that Audit was talking to, I'm just going to stand right next to him, just staring at him.
He's like purposely not looking at you, going, cutting his sausage into like the tiniest bits he can, just slowly putting into his mouth.
All right, guys, let's get out of here.
Do we need anything off my cart?
What's on
your
cart?
Who even knows what your cart has?
We know. It's random every time.
That's why I was asking. Let's see what I can roll for.
Otama, do you have anything that might help us on this trip?
I don't know. Let me check my cart.
Okay. The first thing is a small worn book of children's nursery rhymes.
Oh, that's very helpful, Delmar.
It's incredibly creepy that I have that.
That is.
And now I have that. Thank you.
A ring of keys for forgotten locks. Just that's like a big thing of random ass keys.
It's like a janitor's key ring. Yeah.
It is. Before you came here, Talmor, you were in Ironclad, correct?
Yeah.
A bottle of invisible ink that can only be read at sunset.
Does he know this, or is this just a bottle of ink?
It's labeled.
It's labeled. It's very well labeled.
There's an equal chance that I have no idea, or that I just made it up.
Invisible ink, does the bottle just look empty?
It does.
It sloshes around, but it looks empty.
You can shake it and you hear noise, but you don't quite know what the fuck's coming out of it. And a pipe that blows bubbles.
Ooh.
Now, this, I imagine Talmor almost keeping on him personally, but we'll say it's in his cart.
Well, now it's going on me personally. I'm gonna go to the cart, and I'm just gonna kind of open this trunk randomly, and you guys are just gonna see me grab like this little book of nursery rhymes. I'm gonna stuff it in my coat, and then I'm just gonna pull each of these things out. Like, yeah, that's gonna help us. So now I'm just carrying these four things on me now.
Nice.
All right, guys, I have some new supplies that are gonna help us, I think.
Okay.
So Jerry wants to visit Master Alwyn.
Yeah, it's just going to be real quick.
I'm also going to I'm going to start popping on the bubble pipe.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode. You can keep up to date with everything that we're doing by following us on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram at Do or Dice Podcast, or come have a chat in our Discord server. All of our show notes, character sheets, and player bios can be found on our website at doordicepodcast.com. If you're enjoying the episodes, please subscribe to the podcast. And if you have time, leave a review as it helps others like you find our show. Thanks for all the support, and we'll catch you in the next episode. Same dice time, same dice channel.
There was a time when dragons moved the sky.